Welcome to your five for today. A number of years back, not long after I had just started to teach in Sunday school, I had a group of 9 and 10 year old boys who were, to say the least, a challenge. There were four of them, and they were all different. One was a total extrovert and had to be held in check all the time to prevent him taking over. Another was a thinker and would come up with the most challenging questions. The third was the practical joker. But it was the fourth that was the biggest challenge. He was what some people would call an angel. Mark was always polite, never spoke out of turn, was helpful and kind to all. So what was the challenge? It was simply that Mark knew that he was good, and trying to get him to see that in order to have a relationship with God, he first needed to know God's forgiveness. "But I'm good enough," he would protest. "I don't do any of the bad things others do. I'm okay." That's when I hit on the parable of the balloon. That afternoon, I pulled out a balloon and blew it up, while trying to prevent the practical joker bursting it at the same time. "This," I said, holding up the balloon, "is God's rules." "Anybody know what they're called?" "The Ten Commandments," came the tentative reply. "Good. What are they?" One by one, we went through the ten, and as they said each one, with a little bit of prompting, I wrote each one on the balloon with a felt marker. "Now this," I said, pulling a saw out of my bag, "is what happens when you break this commandment." As I said this, I pointed to the commandment, "Do not kill," and went as if to saw the balloon in half. They all cringed, waiting for the bang. "You've got it," I told them. "When you commit murder, God's rules are broken, and I mean broken." I put the saw away, pulled out a wood chisel. "Now this," I said, "is what stealing does." Another cringe. "If you steal, it's bad, and God's rules are broken," I told them. "Yeah, but I've never done those things, so it's okay," said Mark smugly. "Well, what about this one, Mark?" I pointed to the commandment, "Do not lie." "Have you ever broken that one?" "Yes," he said reluctantly, "but that's only a little thing. It's not like killing or stealing." Without a word, I put my hand into my bag and pulled out a safety pin, opened it, and stuck it into the balloon. The bang echoed throughout the little building. That pinhole was only a little thing, boys. But it burst a balloon. Lying and jealousy and pride may seem small to us, but they break God's rules. And we all need God's forgiveness, however good we think we are. I know some sins are more serious than others. But the fact is that we all break God's law. And we are all sinners. But the wonderful promise of God is that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for listening.